I've been looking forward to talking to Washington State Senator John Braun. John is the head of the Washington State Senate GOP caucus, and I'll bet he can put some real information in on this issue. And that is, Senator, I've noticed that, I mean, it's not news when you say the Democrats are running around screaming and yelling like their hair's on fire, but they are. They're doing it about Medicaid. And they seem to be concerned that under Donald Trump, Medicaid is going to be limited to only the people who actually qualify for Medicaid, and that it will not be paid to deadbeats who won't get a job, to illegal aliens, and to doctors who sexually mutilate children. And that seems to be their concern. Do I have that about right?
I think you got about right. I mean, what was done at the federal level in the Big Beautiful Bill, the way it affects states, it simply adds some accountability, make sure we're not delivering Medicaid dollars to people who do not qualify, and make sure we preserve the Medicaid program for the folks who really need it. Just as you said, children, elderly, disabled, pregnant women, or women with young children. That's what it's made for, and we should preserve it for that reason.
So why are they objecting?
I mean, Washington State, it's a distraction. Look, we just finished a session this year where they've been pretty hard on the healthcare system. They added significant new taxes to our hospitals and our healthcare providers. They added a requirement so that the hospitals can no longer negotiate with the state on the cost of healthcare, which is going to push more and more cost onto private insurers and put more and more rural hospitals in financial difficulty. And instead of focus on things they did that went into effect this month, they want to distract the public and say, hey, this is all a federal problem. That's not the case. Our problems in Washington are made in Washington. We should deal with them here.
Well, and in fact, are they willing to do that? Because it sounds like having passed the biggest tax increase in Washington State history and then immediately announcing they're going to be $700 million short or so heading into next year's legislative session, that they seem to just be trying to grab onto all the money they can and then constantly tell us over and over again that they are they're broke, that they're flat broke, and we've got to give them more.
Yeah, let's just be honest. We have an enormous spending problem in the state of Washington. We can absolutely deliver the services our citizens need with the revenues we have. Frankly, with all the big increase, we could have done it without the big increase in revenue and taxes that they put into place this year. We showed that. We put together a budget. The Republicans put together a budget. It's called the Save Washington Budget to deliver essential services across the state with no new taxes. They chose to go a different route. They just spent more money that they couldn't afford, tried to pay for it in taxes, and put themselves in a terrible position going into next year and the budget concerns we're going to have to face.
I mean, I'd almost think, Senator, that if they really wanted to say we need Medicaid, it's for the poor, it's for young women, you know, mothers with children, you know, who aren't expected to meet the work requirements because they have kids. In fact, a single dad with a kid would not be expected to do it. But for everybody else, for the illegal aliens, for the mutilating Mengele doctors who want to mutilate children, they don't get the money. And for the deadbeats, the ones who say, I don't have any children, I'm able-bodied, I'm working age, I'm not a child, I'm not elderly, I'm not disabled, but I don't feel like getting a job. Fine, no Medicaid for you. And they want to, and I don't think it's unreasonable to cut those people off. And if they do, it preserves more of the money you would have spent on them to pay for the people that we actually agree Medicaid is for.
Yeah, simply, I mean, if you cut through all the fear-mongering on this, right, these changes simply add very reasonable, I'd say even light, work requirements, 20 hours a week for able-bodied adults, meaning no disabilities, no dependents under age 13. These are folks who can and should go to work. They can also volunteer. They also go to school. They can also be looking for work. There's a lot of reasonable exemptions in there to make sure everybody has a chance to do it. And frankly, we don't know yet what, you know, some folks may decide to do that, and good for them. But instead of understanding the facts and just dealing the fact with it, this adds real accountability to the program, they would rather fear monger.
Go ahead, Senator.
I was going to say, and it does other things that are really reasonable, like have people verify they're eligible twice a year. Not a hard requirement. Make sure that people aren't signed up in two different states. So we're paying, you know, collectively, we're paying for twice the health care. They're not getting any extra health care. Why is that unreasonable? Nobody thinks that's unreasonable. This is entirely reasonable stuff that the state of Washington has asked to do as we administer the Medicaid program.
You know, but Senator, I have this sneaking suspicion about the issue you just mentioned, which we've talked about before as well, the double payments. And people would say, well, hold on. If you're signed up for Medicare in, say, Idaho, but you're also signed up in Washington, and you say, why are you signed up in two states? You know who I think that benefits? Tell me if I'm wrong. It benefits doctors, hospitals, and other healthcare institutions because they still get the money, even though there's no care being offered. So if they say, we'll cover this population of people for this much money, if some of those people are now being cared for in another state and that state is getting Medicaid money for it as well, if the institution in, say, Coeur d'Alene or Boise is still getting the money, it sounds like the Democrats are listening to their donors among the hospital associations. Most of them are nonprofits, and they're saying, keep the money coming. We want the double payments. The double payments are going to someone. Now, they aren't going to the patient. That means they're going to the institutions, and those institutions don't want to lose those dollars, even though they're being paid, in some cases, literally for doing nothing.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Somebody's getting double paid. I doubt if in many cases it's the actual provider. It's more likely the managed care organization.
Yep.
But whoever's getting double paid, we can't run the program like this, right? It's not, and any suggestion that, oh, we have to keep it this way because it's the only way it works is nonsense. We need to get away from mismanagement of the program. And if in the end that shows that we have a shortfall somewhere, well, let's go deal with it. But we can't hope to right the ship by pretending it's okay when it's very clearly not okay. In Washington State, the auditor, the democratically elected Democrat auditor, says we have roughly $150 million of potential savings from folks who are dual enrolled. We can't look the other way on that. That has to be addressed if we're going to properly run the program.
And by the way, is there any chance in the last 1 minute I've got, it's turned out that the Climate Commitment Act and this carbon tax was exactly the slush fund we thought it was going to be. Any way to rein some of that back in?
I think it's going to take people in the state of Washington to get involved, and you're 100% right. You know, they're spending money on special interests. Almost none of it is going to reduce carbon, the supposed mission. And even where it is reducing carbon, it's at an enormously high price. It's a terribly, right now, today, it's a terribly run program. We have been successful in getting more visibility on the results, and I think that will lead, I hope that will lead, to people paying more attention and demand more actual accountability in the program.
Hey, Senator, thanks very much. I appreciate the time.
You bet.
That is Washington State Senator John Braun, the head of the Washington State GOP caucus.